Never underestimate the necessity of prayer. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. And right now, the Egyptian church is steeped in suspense, facing constant threats that can only be exhausting. But God is gracious. Would you pray with us? Plus, in working to distribute the Word of God, it's important to not overlook people who learn differently from the way we do. Stay with us to learn about a new resource being put out by Biblica. But first, we'll turn to North Africa, where church leaders in Egypt already canceled summer ministries after security services learned of plans for increased violence against churches this summer, says Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern. Now, the Egyptian government is extending the state of emergency for another 3 months.
God willing, this intelligence is based on sort of limited plans. And this isn't going to be an ongoing problem, but we'll just have to see how things develop.
Even if the summer persecution plans are just seasonal, much of the violence against believers remains a constant threat.
There's ongoing problems in villages in Upper Egypt, demonstrations against churches leading to attacks on people's homes and churches and their livelihood as well.
Still, ongoing persecution isn't enough to defeat Egypt's churches, even if they have to take precautions. Would you pray for believers as groups like the Islamic State seek to bring fear and doubt into their communities?
We know that people can do brutal things and commit acts of great evil, but we have a God who's more powerful. So we can be praying that Christians in Egypt continue to be able to worship and tell people about Jesus.
Next, Mongolia's church is younger than most, but after only 20 years of ministry, believers like Chinzorig Jigjitsaran of Asian Access are already facing challenges on a national scale.
In our country, materialism is kicking in, so people are more and more interested in material stuff, and they want to have a status in the society. They want to have all the privileges that mainstream people, would like to have.
He's worried that increased materialism means decreased desire for spiritual treasures. And it doesn't help that Mongolia's church is so young, there aren't many older believers to mentor these first-generation pastors. That's why Asian Access promotes unity among Mongolia's spiritual leaders.
I mean, a lot of lonely pastors who would be burdened much with all the personal and ministry issues, but they have a community where they can openly share their struggles.
But to overcome the challenges ahead, the church is going to need more than a national community. It needs a global one.
My passion is to see the global church becoming fuller, accepting each other, all the continents, all the nations have something to offer on the table.
If you want to find out more about the Mongolian church, we've got plenty of details at missionnews.org. And finally, everyone deserves to know the message of hope found in God's Word. But the reality is, even those who have the Bible in their own language can't always fully experience it. In the United Kingdom, there are 1.5 million people with learning disabilities who struggle to read and understand God's Word. And that's why Biblica created the Accessible Bible, an easy-to-comprehend version that helps those with learning disabilities understand God's truth for themselves. After 3 years of work, they just released a New Testament in the UK. Pete Windmill, who partnered with Biblica for the project, explains why it's so important.
We take so much for granted in the church. We assume that people understand that everything that goes on a piece of paper that we're handed goes up on a screen or is handed to us in a book, that everybody gets it and understands it. We make so many assumptions. And I think if nothing else, I'd love people to get to the point where they realize, stop assuming, help people to understand. The Word of God is the most accessible thing on earth, if only we would give it to them in a form that is accessible.
Do you know of someone who could benefit from this resource? Find out how to get your copy through links at our website. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get your copy when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.